Hi everyone, welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语，我是 Emily. Okay, today's sentence is, I'm going to London for business next week. I'm going to London for business next week. I'm going to London for business next week.Be going to 是一个固定短语，意思是将要做某事，打算做某事。比如说，我要到健身房跑五公里。I'm going to run 5 kilometers at the gym. 我要睡觉了。I'm going to sleep. For business 意思是为了出差，如果是为了游玩就是 for pleasure.For pleasure, 我下个月要去伦敦游玩。I'm going to London for pleasure next month. Business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, 名词，有生意、商业、交易的意思。这个单词里面有一个短元音 i， 在读的时候要短促且含糊。Business, business. 下面举几个单词的例子。Lip, L-I-P, lip, lip. Tick, T-I-C-K, tick, tick. Dig, D-I-G, dig, dig. 下面 Emily 示范一下错误的发音就是Leap, teak, dig. 而正确的发音应该是 lip, tick, dig. 不知道大家到底有没有掌握短元音 i 的发音技巧？在以后的节目里， Emily 还会给大家做详细的讲解。在今天学习的这句话里面， next 末尾 t 可以不用发出声音，这样在读的时候，整句话会更加的连贯通顺。I'm going to London on business next week. 意思就是，我下周要去伦敦出差。Stephen, 你在伦敦有朋友吗？ Stephen, do you have any friends in London? 有啊，我的老朋友杰克就住在伦敦。Yes, my old friend Jack lives there.
你们俩关系近吗？
Are you close?
是的，他是我最好的朋友之一。我们的友谊从大学时就开始了。你问这个干什么？
Yes, he's one of my best friends. Our friendship formedAt college. Why do you ask that?
我下周要去伦敦出差，但我对那里人生地不熟。
I'm going to London on business next week, but I know nothing about it.
我明白了，你是想找一个向导，对不对？
I get it. You want to find...A guide, don't you?
没错 ,Steven, 你总是知道我想要什么。
Yes, Steven, you always know what I want.
不用担心，我会给杰克打电话，请他帮助你。
Don't worry, I will call Jack and ask him to help you.
Stephen, do you have any friends in London?
Yes, my old friend Jack lives there.
Are you close?
Yes, he's one of my best friends. Our friendship formed at college. Why do you ask that?
I'm going to London on business next week, but I know nothing about it.
I get it. You want to find a guide, don't you?
Yes, Stephen. You always know what I want.
Don't worry, I will call Jack and ask him to help you.
OK, that's it for today. 获取更多地道美语发音秘籍，欢迎关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily. I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.